with a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
This is John Batchelor speaking with Professor Richard Epstein, Senior Fellow of the Hoover Institution, teaches law at University of Chicago and NYU, about the presidency, the appeals by Donald Trump, former president, candidate for the presidency, to Colorado, and as well the appeals to the Supreme Court about immunity. These matters are separate, but they're coming together around the Supreme Court. Here, Richard deals with the question of immunity. As president, you cannot be prosecuted, is the understanding in history, according to former President Trump's lawyers. And double jeopardy, an issue that Richard presses very carefully and illustrates why double jeopardy is at hand, because of that impeachment and acquittal trial that took place in 2021. Here's Professor Richard Epstein on the tangle around the Supreme Court to do with the candidacy of former President Donald Trump.
Well, the immunity case is hopeless for the President of the United States. Now, there's already been one opinion issued by the Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, and they say it's one thing to be president, it's another thing to be campaigning for president. There was no official act that he was trying to do. He was trying to upset the outcome by asking the states to reexamine who should be their representatives from the Electoral College. And so I regard that case as absolutely hopeless. The most serious issue is the impeachment. That is, he was tried in a criminal procedure, and he was acquitted. The insurrection charge was not part of that procedure, but the insurrection charge rose out of the very same events that are now up. What the Constitution says is the double jeopardy provision does not apply if, in fact, somebody is convicted of an impeachment. And notice the verb is convicted, so it's a criminal trial. At that point, what you do is you limit what could be done in the federal system, i.e. removal from office. And then what you do is you have a trial in the criminal system to figure out whether or not any more severe sanctions, a fine or imprisonment, should be imposed upon him. The Constitution says nothing about what happens if the president is acquitted of that charge. The argument that is made on the other side, well, if he's acquitted, that's just fine, but it doesn't matter. What happens is we can still try him. I think the answer is no. This is a criminal trial. This is a matter that could have been raised because it arises out of the same nucleus of operative facts as all the other charges. And it turns out they tried him once for things that it could have done this in there. And so once he's acquitted, as far as I'm concerned, the whole matter turns out to be over. Peter Wallison, writing, I think it was in the Wall Street Journal, said, I think that the acquittal is irrelevant. I just think that's flatly wrong. I think it's clear what's going on is if you try somebody in one form, and God knows there's enough formality associated with an impeachment trial, that if you basically lose there, you cannot relitigate the case a second time or a third time. There's no way that you can sort of split these events up into little pieces and say, well, you lost on one piece, but you're now free to bring another piece. And so what happens is that they had another charge that they wanted to bring, say criminal trespass, in a way that was not brought in the first two cases, then you could bring that in the third case and all the rest of the stuff. No, you get one shot in a criminal system, and they lost that one. And so that ought to end this particular proceeding. The immunity case is very, very weak, but it turns out I think that the double jeopardy case is extremely strong.
More of this later. Thank you.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than two decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.